You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ooh, okay, great. Well, next up, we've got a piece from James Tapp.
Wire.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
He's just coming his way to... Here we go. Off you go.
Hi. Yeah. So, a couple of weeks ago, the Greens Party put forward a new bill surrounding organic farming in New Zealand, as well as imports and exports. The bill outlines plans to get stricter on what is defined as organic. However, there's no overarching consensus on what is defined as an organic product internationally. I started off by talking to Andrea Brackhoyce, an academic research dietitian from Auckland University. While Andrea has a large amount of knowledge on organics, I hope to talk to other professionals about farming practices and sustainability marketing to completely unpack the spill. I start off by asking Andrea what defines a product as organic.
Well, it depends. Organic, the actual term organic is not under any specific classification. There are certain groups such as BioGrow that do have a very specific definition, and that is around how the produce or animals are produced and how they are taken off the farm and sort of dealt with, and then what sort of labelling they can have on their products. So at the moment, there's actually no specified classification in New Zealand. It's really just a term that anyone could use.
And are there any current benefits to, well, growing or importing these what so-called organic products?
Well, this is an interesting comment, because the research on the nutritional value, obviously that's my area of expertise, is around the nutrition and what is in these products. So organic is, it can be healthy products, but it also can be quite a varied intake. So if I look at what is produced at the moment in terms of what makes a difference, there are chickens, for example, so if they are fed a varied diet that includes grasses and things out in the environment, they may have a higher intake of beta-carotene, and therefore they may produce eggs that are much more yellow and have a much higher nutrition content because of that. However, that's not really to do with organic and organic practices. It might be part of the organic processes, but it also might not. And in actual fact, cage-free farming might produce the same benefits. So then if you think about grass-fed beef is an example. So grass-fed beef and lamb, cattle, they seem to have a much higher amount of polyunsaturated fats. And so again, that might be part of an organic farming system, but it also could be quite different and just part of a grass-fed farming system that produces these animals that have a superior nutrition value. So as far as the nutrition value of organic produce, there's not a lot of good evidence that it will improve the nutrition content of the produce.
So then why potentially are we seeing the government pushing for more organics coming into the country?
Well, I think it seems to be in response to climate change. So what I've talked about is the nutrition value of the products, but I haven't really commented, and it's certainly not my expertise, so around the soil and then the effect on the environment. So my understanding is that it's in response to improving the environmental footprint, but then also having a produce and products that could then be marketed to an international audience around a standardised organic labelling. So if it does have the consequence of improving exports, then that's not a bad idea. And so perhaps by having a very clearly articulated marketing strategy and labelling of organic produce, perhaps we can improve the environment, but also greater returns for farmers and, more business. So perhaps that's the reason why. Having said that, I wonder whether in New Zealand, given we are actually very, very good at grass-fed produce, we do it better than most of the other countries, I wonder whether we would be better to have a accreditation or standardised schemes around grass-fed and then marketing that as a way to increase exports overseas. Just some thoughts around, okay, well, does it actually have to be organic? And can we capitalise on what we're already doing really well?
Now, how could this bill affect the lives of everyday New Zealanders when it comes to consuming produce, especially if it's organic products, which are generally seen as being more expensive than your everyday product?
Yes. Well, yeah, that's a really good question. But evidently, there was a push many years ago and quite a few farmers got on board with organic produce. And then a few years ago, that number started to drop. And most farmers are very interested in climate change. They want to do the best thing. They want to produce animals in a way that is friendly for the environment and also looks after animals. However, if there isn't the export market there, or New Zealanders themselves are not willing to pay the extra price, then no one really wins. So the average New Zealander, most people, we don't buy organic produce. We typically will buy the standard produce in the supermarket. Whether we can produce organic produce cheaper and therefore make it more accessible to the average New Zealander, maybe we can. I don't know that having more legislation will improve that. Maybe it will. But unless we can make it more affordable for the average New Zealander, then it's not going to change. It really won't change anything for the average person.
Now, are there any sort of major differences between an organic product and what is considered a standard product, maybe something that's been grown using GMOs or pesticides or different fertilisers?
Well, there should be, but the evidence just isn't there. I mean, there is evidence that, again, as I mentioned earlier, in terms of what you feed animals or what you use in terms of mulch and fertilizer and things like that will make slight differences to the nutrition value of the food and produce. There is also some evidence that organic farms may have slightly better soil qualities, but even that evidence is mixed. So we actually need more research, and it's fair to say that based on what's currently out there, there isn't a lot of difference that we can see.
Now, I was going to say, because from the research I've done, there's been a lot about antioxidants and how some organic products have more antioxidants. Now, are there really any definite benefits to having high antioxidants within a product?
Well, the eggs I was talking about earlier with the greater levels of beta-carotene in the yolk, yes, that certainly that would be a good nutrient. Is the average New Zealander low in a lot of these antioxidants? Not really, provided they're consuming, you know, their fruit and vegetables, and, you know, a good intake of the standard dietary things that we would recommend, then the additional antioxidants or beta-carotene, these other nutrients, in organic food over standard food is probably not going to make a lot of difference.
So, sweet. Thank you for answering my questions, Andrea. Do you have any other comments you'd like to make?
No, not at all. I mean, I do think that the grass-fed sort of meat, it would be great to see more standardisation and research done into that area. I think there's a lot of value in that. The organic is interesting. I think we do need more answers and research on it. Yeah, so there, I just think there are still a lot of questions about the area.
So shall we have a look? Do you have any words?
So, I mean, this is just one of, I'm hopefully going to do another two interviews.
Yeah.
I really want to talk to someone who has a basis in farming to understand what impacts growing organics has on farming. I also want to talk to someone about sustainable marketing, because from my view, because there's not a lot of defining characteristics about something that's grown as organic, there's nothing to say that people are using the word organic as a way of greenwashing. And I mean, greenwashing is a huge part of the produce industry now. And I just really want to make sure people are educated around this, because there's a lot of people who potentially are paying more for organic food or feel the pressure to buy organics, when really there shouldn't be that pressure, because the products you're buying aren't necessarily superior in any single way to the cheaper version of whatever you're buying.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.